by the prophets, by the scriptures. The fall of an ass. The ox knows its master. And the ass, his crib. In the book of Zechariah.
Oh, Calabasi. Eko papa toko basi. Koda banda to base, jina koba do daya. Eko da banda to bade, go da bati la saya. Rekasa! Rekasa!
Judges in the land.
Glory.
To judge them, to tell them that that was right and that was wrong.
Yeah.
There was no judges in the land. Because there was no judges in the land to say that's right, that's wrong.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Every man done that which is right.
Hallelujah.
In his own eyes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And they, going about seeking
hallelujah
to establish their own righteousness,
okay,
glory,
did not submit
oh
to the righteousness of God.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Now, what's your judgment on that?
Oh,
there's several things
thank you, Jesus
that I've spoken to my generation, the last
thank
one.
You, Jesus.
And we are at the ending of the last one.
Oh, bless you.
In fact, we've already passed the time limit
yeah. Yeah.
That was ascribed mm-hmm as the last generation.
Oh, God.
You ought to see your faces. So you look and say, well, when did he do that? Never mind. You just keep on
oh, Jesus
in your willingly ignorance.
Jesus.
Because there is no way
Jesus
that any of you are going to persuade me or God
yes, Lord
that you didn't know.
Jesus, yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
The other day I mentioned to Jim about his one talent.
Oh.
And Jim want to let everybody know that I was wrong about that.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
No matter how many times
hallelujah
I reprove him and rebuke him,
hallelujah,
he still insists on doing it his own way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Did I take it away from him,
no,
the one talent, or does he, by bragging and boasting, trying to exercise
mm-hmm
how wrong?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and what Jim did was he went to other people and said, oh, I got more than one talent. Now, what did I tell him? The other day I called Brother Steve on the phone. Again, another one of those things that I do. I call Steve all the time, don't I, Steve? And I had something that God had told me. Like he did for Rico.
Yes, sir.
How long did I hang on the phone, Steve? What? All of a sudden, after our conversation, what happened? Bango. And when I hung up the phone and said to the brother, I said, you see, he's not very open to my suggestion.
Yes, sir. Yeah, amen.
Now, you see, I'm under the impression, at least that's what you people give me, that you have come here and you're a part of this ministry, whether you're on the ground or off the ground. That's why I don't need your money. If I got you, whatever I need from you to help me do what God wants done, I can just say, I'll ask you,
yes, sir,
and it will be a righteousness for you to do what I tell you to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
See, there's judges. You just tell me there's several things that I've told you people, and you that's listening out there too. First of all, I told you I was a judge.
Yes. Amen.
Do you know of any other man on the face of the earth that would even have enough boldness to say that to you?
No, they say judge not.
And then I go ahead and judge.
Right. Yes, sir.
All the time. And when this judge does not judge, then what do?
That which is right.
That which is right.
In all eyes.
In your own eyes.
Right.
Unless the judge says, don't do that,
yes,
and do this. Mm. He that doeth righteousness is of God.
Amen.
So what is this judge? He's a judge of whether this is right or that is right. And every time I do it, you know, and then I'll judge you and I'll say, well, that's wrong because it's your way. And it seems so right to you, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's a little while ago, I said to Brother Steve over there, how much money you got?
Yeah.
Now, what a pain of brain mind to think that whatever money he's got would sustain this ministry.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And yet, in the long run, he, like most of you, will want this ministry to sustain you when there is no money.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're depending on, man, well, Brother Stern, will you still be on the radio and tell us what to do? I'm telling you now.
Amen.
I'm on the radio now. What are you worried about tomorrow? I'm trying to get you ready for tomorrow. Now. What's going to save you when this thing finally comes down except the word of the Lord and your obedience?
Yeah.
Huh? The one that's treated, that the world treat you fine on?
Yeah.
You're a bunch of fools.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Steve, I don't want to deal with that situation, but Brother Tom was around here. When I heard, I said, you see, he right away, I said, you see, I stopped immediately in telling him what God told me to tell him to do.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
Just like that,
says
that. Well, why should I look at this? You folk, you're ear in the liver. What does God want you to do? Well, you truly don't know, do you? And because you're making judgments on your own.
Thank you, God.
You're doing that which is right in your own eye, and you take offense at the judge. Now the judge is at the door, and it's being magnified by God's Spirit on me, judging the situation, telling you the judge is at the door. And so there are certain things that you're going to have to do to be sure you're inside when the judge shuts the door. And one thing you're going to have to do is do what you are commanded to do.
Amen.
If I say, go out and sit under that tree out there.
Amen.
If you're like a little child and you obey me, you're not going to say what for.
No.
Amen. See how you question me?
Amen.
Look at you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, I don't know what you're doing. What am I doing, Steve?
Hallelujah.
When I deal with you.
Oh, God.
What am I doing?
Oh, bless your name.
The will of God.
Hallelujah.
Why would I even fool a guy like you?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
What makes you think that you are so, in your flesh, so valuable to God?
My Lord. God. Hallelujah.
And then when I take time to do what I do,
yes,
to deal with you,
yeah, right. Amen.
Wow!
Amen.
Oh, you think you deserve it, huh? Somehow you forgot this thing called grace.
Hallelujah.
Undeserving.
Yes.
That I even pay attention to you. You deserve it. Why you?
Jesus.
That God has his mind on you. Why you? Oh, boy, said the question. What is this, God? Now, you all sit there and say, oh, don't you? Yeah, you damn iniquity. And you don't hate it. You don't hate it. Wouldn't it be terrible after all these years you coming up here and you miss God now?
Yes, sir.
And you! You!
Right.
Yes, but I left all to follow you. Are you going to follow me to the end?
Amen.
I don't care about your beginning.
Right. Amen.
In the end of this thing.
Amen.
Oh, you're all excited about the beginning of it, huh?
Yeah, amen.
Then all of a sudden the road didn't lead the way you wanted it to go.
Amen.
I'm looking at you, brothers.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Put your heads up. Don't put them down.
Amen.
Well, we don't like the way you're doing things. To hell with what you like. You don't get the significance, but this thing is coming to a place where...
God.
Yes, sir.
I have 7 children. Nate on the air.
Amen.
Now, please tell me... after the fact.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Look at them. Just look at your faces. I still remember Kirk Higby. Because Kirk wanted 4 kids.
Yeah, amen.
And then God just
would
let his wife have one.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, well, Alan County had one, but yeah, and I even did I rejoice when they did?
No, not at all.
I just said,
right.
Did I rejoice when I hear about your many kids, your many problems, your wife, your family? Do I rejoice? Oh, no. All I do is when the situation, I try to deal with it the way it is to somehow we can get you from the snare that's on it.
Right.
You won't be on you, boy. That little boy is going to cause you great heart sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The constant fear.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir. Constant. Amen.
You guys marry a wife,
mm-hmm.
and the constant fear she'll run off and leave you.
Right.
Or you leave her.
Right, yes, sir.
You fools!
Amen.
You fools!
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's the truth.
Slow heart to believe all!
That's right.
Why did I just start preaching and telling you of young men not to seek wives?
Oh,
when?
Many years.
When?
Many, at
least 10, 15
years.
And then when God allowed Naomi to be born, I told you how furious I was with God.
Yes,
you think I'm playing games, huh?
No, sir. No.
What a...
My Lord.
Damn you.
Not again.
God, I'm going to ask you again, please. I want to walk into this tabernacle if I have to only have 1 or 2 people.
Glory.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to keep putting up with this damn hostility that comes out of your faces and out of your eyes because you don't believe that I need to be so extravagant or so overbearing with this. Because you think everything just... You're right on plan. You are fools.
Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Your hearts are not right with God.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus.
You have your affections on things on this earth.
Yes, sir.
You don't have your mind set on heaven.
Amen. Oh, God.
Bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And that's sad, isn't it?
Yes,
so I can actually say it to you, and you don't even show any sign of sorrow or repentance. You just harden right up and say, "Whoa, Brother Stare again."
Yeah, amen.
He much learning hath made that man mad. He's mad. Ain't no sane man talk like that.
Yeah, amen.
He's mad. Doesn't he know what I've done? Don't talk to me like that. Don't you know what I've done? Don't you know what I have?
Lord Jesus.
Don't you know who I is?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Much learning.
Yeah,
learning what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that almost every single day of my life, I even come short of it.
Yeah, amen.
Until I have to go somewhere and say, my God, all day yesterday, I said, my God, don't let this spirit of sage so mesmerize it. It's so deceiving. My God, don't let me be deceived by the deception of this world. You're seeking your own.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah, you have two beautiful little girls, but don't have any more.
Amen, brother.
Oh, bless you.
Both of you have experienced children being gone.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to go through that anymore. You have, both of you, have children.
Hallelujah.
Both of you. Both of you. Why would you want to have any more in a world that's going to take your children away from you? I was looking at a list last night. About people picking false prophets.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
And they went down the list and they named them all out there, all the preachers out there, and every one of them divorced.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
So I said, well, brother, what about you? See, but they didn't have my name on it. That's amazing, isn't it? Because I've been divorced.
Yeah.
And I even tried to tell you, see, the only honest man on the face of the earth, I have never justified the divorce.
No, never.
I have
never.
Justified having Naomi.
No, amen. No, that's right.
I have never done it. I have never justified anything that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing many in the heavenly were very wrong.
Yeah, amen.
But I've never justified.
No, that's right.
I have
no.
Never justified.
No, amen.
And they seek to justify themselves.
Amen.
Isn't that what most of you do when it comes down to the issues of your life?
Right.
You try to seek a way to justify it.
Oh,
I got more than one.
Oh, God.
See, damn fool there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Huh?
Glory to God.
Does exactly what I say over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You move up to somebody and then start mumbling under your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Just shut up, son. Had to tell him yesterday again, because I saw him doing so. I said, I told you many times, don't do that!
Okay.
Oh, the judge.
Yeah, amen.
And when there's no judge, when there's someone who will not make a judgment over what you're doing, then what do you do?
That which
is right in your own eye. And there is a way.
Yes, sir.
That seems so right.
Yes, sir.
To a man.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
But the ends? You want to be separated from the prophet?
Oh, God.
You sure?
Oh,
then you, next time I call you or talk to you about something, you don't pull no Steve plans on me. Because you want to live your life, then get the hell out of here and go live it. And don't come to me for anything or look to me for anything. And don't give me any more money or nothing. You hear me, young man? You counting the cost?
Hallelujah.
What the hell do I care about the life you live in this world?
Hallelujah.
It's all going to bring you hell and damnation.
Hallelujah.
So you either make up your mind you're going to serve God or stop playing games with me.
Oh, God.
You hear me? Go back to your rapping. Whatever you want to do. To your wallowing in the mud.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, brother, Stan, you're much learning's made you mad, yeah?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell me, since you have a perfect understanding, why am I talking like this?
God charged you to.
And what you think he's done this morning to get me stirred up like this? Because I deal with a fellow out there with the kids.
Yeah.
I didn't know you have a community. I don't have a community.
Right.
It's amazing how folk listen to years. Look at you in this house. What a, whoa, what a wicked world and a wicked generation.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Well, because I'm a friend of God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
I didn't get a wholehearted amen on that one.
Hallelujah.
No, sir. Amen. Well, if you was God's friend, you'd be my friend, wouldn't you?
Hallelujah.
Huh? I'll be your friend if you'll do what I tell you.
Amen.
You are my friends.
Yes.
I am God's friend.
Amen.
Because I do.
Yeah.
You are my friends.
Yeah.
He's already your friend.
Yeah.
He's your friend because he done what God told him to do for you.
Amen.
So it's your friend.
Amen.
I said, you're my friend.
Amen.
He said, you'll be my friend.
Amen.
And I will be a friend that will stick closer to you than a brother. If you do the things I command you. You need a friend in this visible world?
Yes.
Do you need a friend?
Yes.
Oh, there's not a friend. That's a lonely Jesus. Oh, you got a friend like that lonely prophet stare.
Amen.
Who humiliates himself, who screams like a fool.
Amen.
Oh, but you make me look bad. I don't make none of you look bad.
Jesus.
You are bad.
Yeah.
I don't have to make you look bad.
Amen.
You are got wickedness in your heart, wickedness in your life, and I don't have to do a thing, it'll show right out. This is sure. All I do is say, that's it.
True, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. I keep telling people, I don't do things like this.
No, amen.
Try to tell that young snot nose the other day, my God, you see, come here, Chris. You see this fellow right here? You know when he first came to me? He came from way up in Michigan. I wouldn't even let him on his ground. You know where he lived? In his little car. Out on the riverbank. How long?
6 months.
6 months.
Hello?
6 months.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
And you? May the fear of God grip your soul. In fact, I told the folks the other day, I said, I'm not even sure the young man's even saved yet. You heard the news and somehow you made a mental assent that you want to do this, but you're going to have to get a change of heart.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get on your face before God somewhere and say, God, I'm a wretched lowdown sinner. And I want to be saved. And I don't want to live like the world anymore. And you need to get converted. Then we'll have no more problem with Chris.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
may God help you.
Hallelujah.
And you too.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't start riding the bandwagon, you're home free.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen, brother.
You people should know that there's not enough money in any of your pockets to help me.
That's true.
Amen.
That's right.
You should know that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So don't get it through your head that I'm after your money. You ain't got enough.
No, amen. That's right.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to stir up the gift of God called faith in you to where you can obey and then have your faith working with me and then we'll get something done. Then we'll get accomplishments. If I can get you to agree with what I'm doing with you and you agree that it's God's doing, then we'll get something done. Much for you, huh? You want a sermon, don't you? It's amazing how folk have heard the sermons.
Amen.
And yet they don't hear. Because sermons just don't do the job.
No, amen.
That don't do the job. It's just that nice little phrasing.
That
doesn't have that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And then when I tell you that, you get mad at me again. Yes, knowing you care of the Lord.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Am I to blame because you've been born in this generation?
No.
Did I have anything to do with that?
No.
Physically or spiritually?
No.
I had nothing to do with your birth naturally?
No. Amen.
Not even with Naomi?
No.
I had nothing to do with that?
No.
Because that was not my choice.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It was not.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's the only reason why we didn't accept these. Because I don't think these precious people.
No, not at all. Amen.
I don't think Brother Pastor Timothy sat down and said, all right, here, honey baby, can we have a baby? I don't think he'd done that. What happened was that you're boarding on flesh and spirit.
Right on
his edge. Amen. What's happening? And the lust thereof, see?
Amen.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Man said to me, well, in the light of what the scripture says, what should we do? Well, you know, should I keep her, do something to keep my wife from getting pregnant? You mean to tell me the man knows that you can do something?
Yeah.
How do you keep from getting a wife pregnant, Steve?
Well, yeah.
So don't seek one. Because the chances are, if you had one, you'd get her pregnant.
Amen.
We know you can get her pregnant, don't we? You ever get a woman pregnant? And God didn't help you, did he? Get it all by yourself. I'm not being funny.
Okay.
Oh, there is a generation. There is a generation. There is a generation where all preceding morals and laws of righteousness and morality will be thrown away.
Yes,
there is a wicked, adulterous generation. There is a generation.
Yes,
there is a generation.
Yes,
there is a generation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you been told about that generation?
Yes. Amen.
Have you?
Yes, sir.
It's called the last one.
Amen.
Has Almighty Yahweh informed this world?
Yes. Yes, sir.
That this is the last generation?
Yes.
Has he?
Yes.
Has he?
Yes, sir.
What, 20-some million dollars?
Yes, sir, brother.
To buy radio time?
Yeah, amen.
To reach into all the world?
Yes,
to tell
Lord.
This world?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hear me, world.
Yes, sir.
Tragedy upon tragedy.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, you're doing fine.
Amen.
Oh, fools.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Well, a sad thing that Jesus had to deal with to watch his chosen ones forsake him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Only two went into the judgment hall with him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
One of them flatly out. I don't even know the man.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
The other one wouldn't even identify himself when he wrote about it.
Yeah.
He said the other disciple.
Amen.
Isn't that so?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And I join.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He did later on identify himself, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
But in that incident, he didn't.
No.
In that incident of betrayal and denial, and uncertainty. He was there now.
Yes, sir.
He was right there in St. Pilate's judgment hall.
Yes, sir.
He saw Peter do it again.
That's right.
And he hung his head and said, and the other disciple. At least he let a little hint.
Yeah, amen.
How about you other disciples?
Yeah, amen. That's true.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Amen.
Do you? What's that got to do with me?
Amen. Yeah, that's true.
I just wonder what you would do if all at once, ring, ring, hello, this is God the Father.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, well, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
No matter how I say it,
amen.
No matter what I say, you will not stir yourself enough.
Yes.
And God help you. You keep on with that veneer. You keep on just nonchalant.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Go ahead. And you're going to find yourself, hey, I want you to know how close. Now is it closer than the last time you heard it?
Yeah, that's right.
So you're going to persist again in your stubbornness? Oh. What, you don't think responding like some of you people are is stubbornness?
Yeah, amen.
You're going to sit there and say, I'm not being stubborn. You're going to tell me, Jim, that you weren't stubborn? You don't tell me you let me know yourself, will?
Oh,
no. But I was trying to tell you the will of God.
Okay. Yes, sir. Amen.
You think God's will is going to line up with yours?
No. No.
When you start hearing from God, it's not going to be nothing like you will. Or what you thought. Why don't you understand this?
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Yes.
Well, Brother, you don't know where I'm at. Oh, yes, I do.
Amen.
You're in your rebellion.
Yeah. Amen.
And you're not fully submitted to the will of God. You haven't fully sanctified the Lord God in your heart.
Yes, sir.
You're not sufficiently circumcised or separated from the world and the way it thinks and the things it seeks after.
Yeah.
You're not fully set. God, you're not. You're not. You're not.
No, amen.
No, you're not. God says, I want you out here in the wilderness where you can serve me.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm going to bring you out and I'm going to find out what's in your heart.
Amen.
I'm going to find out whether you really are determined to serve me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And after having saved them.
Glory to God.
After.
Thank you, Father.
Do you know that most of you are in the after stage?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You've already been told that God saved you.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
And after he saved you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He later destroyed 95% of them because they didn't believe that Moses was giving them proper instructions.
That's why they got destroyed. Yes, sir.
All of a sudden now the prophet of God don't have no right
amen.
To tell me what to do.
Oh God. Bless you, Lord.
I tried to tell you that yesterday when we watched the incident with the two children trying to get driver's license.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Very simple little thing, isn't it? Boy, wasn't that something, sister, you had to say to your dad, I got my license today. Why? Say it now. Because you were sent by who? No kidding. That'll take care of that resentment you have inside of you. That'll help heal that resentment that you keep inside of you and bitterness you hold.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, see that? There you not know the sin again.
Yeah.
Both Cameron and her went to get their driver's license.
Yeah.
They both failed.
Yeah.
Twice with her, I think it was twice with Cameron too, wasn't it?
Once with Cameron, twice with Rachel.
Now, you want to tell you how that came about?
Amen.
See, just like everything else.
Hallelujah.
Brother Dennis Country said my daughter would like to have her driver's license.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I'll tell you the truth. The driver's license, it'd be better if she did have it.
Right. Amen.
See, this is a way out.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to stop that girl one night? She gets mad and the devil takes a hold of her. She jumps in the car and takes off. They don't do that, do they? Do they?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
brother. That's right.
Or Cameron.
Right, yes, sir.
How many times have you watched old Samuel jump in the car and take off?
Yeah, amen.
And see, if I think to say you can't use the car, right. We won't let us. No, there's a car sitting out there.
Amen.
You want it, you go get it and go.
God bless you.
No, I'm just trying to show you what the word of a prophet means.
Amen.
It's like the guy said today, Brother Terry, because I got on the radio tonight in reference to Boston playing basketball.
Yeah, amen.
And the man was trying to remind me how I mentioned something about Boston, which I have. Boston's the first city.
Right.
And if you don't realize that Boston is already being destroyed,
yes,
the integrity of Boston is shot.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And right in the middle of all this here, because Boston looked like they're on.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I don't believe Boston's going to win.
Oh, that's right.
I said, Lakers going to win.
Yes, sir.
And you should see what went on in Los Angeles when the Lakers won.
Yeah.
A riot broke out.
Yeah. Amen.
Bunch of fools.
Yeah.
Beat up people, killed.
Yes, sir.
Turned cars over.
Yeah. Amen.
What they got to do with me? Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes,
just keep poo-pooing all these things, I tell you. Go ahead. See, then I come back and I tell you how. See, because Brother Dennis come to me and said he wants to take his daughter. I said, go ahead, don't stop him.
Yeah.
Kevin come to me one day and he says, I'd like to get my driver's license.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
In fact, he did it the second time. But the second time, I wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah.
Right. Cameron, are you here, Cameron? Did you not come to me the other day and say you wanted to go get your license? What did I tell you? I told him to wait. And the day he went to get his license, he wasn't even thinking about it. No, all of a sudden, I said, Cameron!
Yeah.
I said, Dennis!
Yes, sir.
I want you to go get your daughter and go get your license.
Yeah.
Cameron,
yeah.
Go along with Dennis.
That's right.
That's the way I had planned it in the beginning. He said, listen to me.
Yeah.
They'd have got it the first time. They'd have waited till I sent them. Uh-huh. Yeah, you would have. Yeah, they would have.
Yeah.
I guarantee the people that tried them this time were so congenial,
yeah,
so cooperative.
Amen.
They couldn't find nothing wrong with
it.
Because there's a different spirit there.
Amen.
They probably broke more of the rules driving this time than the last time, and they still passed it. I have no doubt about that.
Amen.
And I even told you, see, I sent them.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
No, I still warn them. Because
yeah,
now you're in a precarious position.
Right.
Now you got license.
Yeah.
And that license overrules me.
Mm-hmm.
It says you can drive anytime you want to.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can say to you, don't drive, but that license gives you to overrule me. Mm-hmm. You got a license to drive.
Oh, Jesus.
And they tell us that South Carolina law can overrule spiritual laws.
Yeah.
That's what they told us right out there.
Right. Yeah, amen.
You can't tell nobody you can't leave this place.
Mm-hmm.
They got a right.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
You can't tell nobody to stay in their place here.
Amen.
They got a right.
Oh, God.
And South Carolina law and United States law, the land of liberty, The home of the brave?
Yeah, amen.
The free spirits?
Yes, sir.
Bingo! Go right ahead. Don't you rule over us.
Yeah, amen.
We got a right.
Yeah, amen.
Don't obey anyone who rules over you. The last 2 days you've heard me talking about the places around here.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you the God's truth.
Hallelujah.
We got one place out here.
Yes.
The place that Brother Greg moved into cost only $23,000. That's all. And it is a nice house. You and I went and looked at one the other day. We got for $19,500. And it is a nice house. And I back away from them because I got at least 25 or 30 that all I got to do is say, yeah. Mm-hmm. And anywhere between $15,000 and $25,000, we will have nice houses. And right here on the ground, nice,
yes, sir,
houses. I got news for you, you spirituals. What kind of word can I say to define the despicable character that's in man?
Yes,
that self-will that affronts a God. People actually think you're doing me a service.
Yeah.
Now we've left all to follow you. Don't you see what I've given? That's what's wrong with these young people. They haven't given much of anything because they haven't had much to give.
Right. Yes,
they want to go out and get alive and then maybe they'll give it to God.
Amen.
You'll be a wreck when you get them.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen. They'll waste it all in righteous living.
Yes, sir.
Every God-given opportunity,
yes, sir,
they'll waste it.
Yeah, amen.
What an opportunity to a young man to give his life to God, and to give what he has to God, and get all that God has for him.
Yeah,
just wasting it.
Yeah,
an opportunity that may soon be taken away from him, and he'll never find it again.
Right. Yes, sir. Amen.
Y'all don't like me, do you? Come on, get out. What's the matter? You ain't got enough man inside of you? Your old man so bold? Why don't you just get out? Why are you staying around? Well, come on. We'll get your car. Just get out. And he said unto the disciples,
Father,
there was nothing wrong with being John's disciples.
Amen.
So you're R.G. Stair's disciple.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
He saw certain disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you really been born again?
Amen.
Have you really been saved from your sin?
Oh, God.
Do you really know what you decided or decided for you?
Yeah, amen.
And he found certain disciples.
Amen.
19th chapter of the book of Acts.
Amen.
Come to the upper coast of Ephesus.
Yeah. Amen.
And he found certain disciples. Yeah. They stood up.
Yes, sir.
He said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost? He found certain disciples. What kind of life were they living that identified them to this judge? This God-sent judge whose name was Paul. Who was sent to the barbarians, the Scythians, the Jews. He came all things to all men. Knew them, just knew men no matter where he met them. Boy, and all of a sudden he saw certain disciples. Wow. I had nothing to do with that. But he recognized the traits of Christ. And he came to the upper coast of Ephesus. And he found. That means he was looking. And he walked into the tabernacle. And he found. That means he's looking. Comes to seek and to say that which is lost, which is missing.
Yeah.
So he's looking.
Amen.
He picked up the telephone and called Steve because he's looking.
Amen.
He'll respond to you because he's looking.
Amen.
He'll give you some instruction because he's looking. He found certain disciples. He says, will you do this?
Yes.
Or have you done that?
Amen.
Oh, bless you. Dad came looking for Terry the other day and he was fishing. I thought we were fishers of men, Terry.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, Terry, but that was a pleasure trip, boy.
Yeah.
Love is a pleasure.
Amen.
What's your pleasure?
Hallelujah.
Where do you get pleasure out of life? What's your pleasure? I was thinking again yesterday about that beautiful bread that we had.
Yeah.
And I thought, now, do we have it now? I thought we had forgot how to make it.
Yeah.
That was that same bread that I talked about years ago.
Yes, sir.
Now, please, would you mark that one down and give us our daily bread?
Yes,
hallelujah.
You whatever you, evidently you had what it took to make it, because we had it.
Right.
Soft and pliable, tasty and good.
Yes, sir. That was it. Amen.
Well, that's so-and-so's recipe. No, it ain't.
No.
Amen.
They didn't come up with the ingredients.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you're wise enough, you wrote it down.
Right.
Amen.
Recorded it.
Amen.
And say, sure thing.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
That was very excellent bread.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yes,
that wasn't just good bread.
No.
Amen.
No, sir.
Yes, show I out to you a more excellent way.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, aren't you somebody credit? What for?
Yeah.
It wasn't your doings.
No.
Amen.
You just did it.
Amen.
He did it.
Yeah.
He gave you the ingredients. And he found certain disciples.
Hallelujah.
See, a disciple will do what I tell him.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Listen.
Lord God, hallelujah.
And he came past the upper coast of Ephesus and he found certain disciples. And he walked into the tabernacle where he walked around and he found certain of disciples.
Amen.
You see, one day he's going to come looking, he's going to find some scarce disciples.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Who've been taught how to submit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Enoch. Those things
hallelujah.
which you have both learned and received
hallelujah.
And what? And heard
hallelujah.
And seen
glory
in me.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. Heard, seen, learned me, from me. You see me rise, fall.
Amen.
Repent.
Yeah.
Cry out. Get serious.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You have it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You have it.
Yes, sir.
You have it, huh?
Evident, Lord.
Now do those things.
Hallelujah.
Next line.
Oh.
You want peace? Then you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That's your living right.
Yes, sir.
Peace with God and
Amen.
With our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Those things that you have seen
Hallelujah.
And heard, received from me, you do them.
Amen.
And the God of peace,
yeah.
He will be with you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
And you'll have peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
You'll say, how in the world can you be a follower of that pre-RG stairs? Say, I got peace.
Amen.
I got peace that God used him to bring me to where I am.
Yeah.
I got peace. I believe he's leading me in the ways of righteousness. I believe his example is right there. And he found certain disciples, and he said to them, he would never have said this to them if they were not disciples.
Amen.
If they had not proven that there was something already inside of them.
Amen.
Because what they were doing was coming from within.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was not an outward work.
No.
You didn't pull old Paul with some outward work.
Amen.
Nah, that guy has some discernment, boy.
Amen.
Just like that guy that wrote the other day,
yeah.
And he shows up again last night.
Yeah.
See?
All right.
And then he wouldn't even stay for over the Sabbath.
Yeah, amen.
But he was, no. See, and I keep trying to tell you what these people do.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
What do they do, Jim? You got that long look on your face again. What do they do? They come here to spy out our liberty. What do you mean by that? How in the world can you folk live like this? That's liberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stand fast, therefore, in the
liberty
wherein Christ hath made us free. We don't have to live in debt. We don't have to go on jobs like they do. We don't have to pay bills like them. We don't owe the world nothing but to love them and love them we do. I mean, you had good intentions for those folks who came by, didn't you? Nice fellow, boy. How you tried to impress me with them? Yeah. Where are they? Once in a lifetime opportunity to come and see the people of God.
Thank you, Father.
Or they'd probably kick you out of the house if I'd have went inside and talked to them. You know what I'd have done if I'd have went, won't you? You say you were going to interpret for me? And all of a sudden I started laying them low. And you had to sit there.
Right.
The hell y'all doing driving around like this?
Yeah.
Going to Florida.
Amen.
You know, is Jesus coming? Spending all this money wasted on them?
Yes.
Oh, we come to see Daisy. Well, you don't need to see Daisy.
Amen.
At least we have nothing to say. He may talk, he may not.
Yeah, right.
But we ain't going to the house, would I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What we were going to say, oh, nice to see you. On their way to hell.
Yeah,
yeah.
How unique to there I was. Did they come there while I was there?
Yeah.
And I got out of there while they were there. Now, it all depends how much you love them. Because I sure didn't treat them very hospitable, did I?
No.
Oh, we'd like Brother Scare to talk to you.
Yeah.
You sure would. But he may not do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, amen.
Because he's not a friendly dude.
Mm.
No.
He's not going to commend y'all. I'd say, what y'all driving around? You know how much money y'all spend? Did he spend the night with you?
Yeah.
Well, at least he did that anyway.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, I look from here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bye! Maybe they'll leave us alone. Oh, you're kind of cruel, am I? Just don't get it, saints, do you? You don't get it. What do you think Satan's going to try to do to move you away from the course? You're going to use your family.
Yes, sir, number one.
It's kind of hard.
Number one way. Yes, sir, brother. Yeah, amen.
And all people need to do is just find where God wants them. Yeah. And anytime God brings you to me,
yeah,
He's letting you know this is where you're
right.
In this area.
Yes, sir.
This is where you belong.
Thank you, Father. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord.
What about that guy out there with those 8 kids? Would you take them? God sent him? Yeah.
That's right.
Do we take Andrew?
Yeah.
Do we receive little girls?
Yeah, amen.
Do I receive you in a messed up life? Yeah, you're no prize cash boy. See, one of these days, you're going to have to decide whether God brought you here. Well, there's your one talent working, Brother Jim. Sleep on.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen.
You got a talent with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was dealing with Jim the other day on the subject of, you knew I was a hard man? Let me ask you a question. What is your testimony? I'm a hard man.
Yes, sir. Austere.
Well, God's not like that old.
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Yeah, he is. Amen.
Now, who do you think the Bible's talking about when it talks about being a hard man?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, saints, you better get to the point where you get past the man.
Hallelujah.
And get to the God.
Amen.
You see how hard God was? He was so hard that he came down as a man.
Amen.
And in that man is where he showed his compassion. It took the man, Jesus Christ, to show the tender heart of God.
Because
that heart, that almighty God of the Old Testament, he would have you stoned. He'd have you stoned for picking up sticks. An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. There was no mercy shown under that law. None whatsoever. Paying instant judgment. And so he sent his son down to take that judgment, to show you compassion. Do you know him?
Yeah.
If you don't know him, you don't know him.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
The man's always going to be tough.
Yeah. Always. Yes, sir.
In that toughness, in that wrath that Jesus showed, I tried to tell you that.
Amen.
They don't believe me.
Yes.
I'll tell you. And John the Baptist said, you generation of vipers.
Yes, sir.
He's talking to a bunch of religious people.
Amen.
And he's telling them about Jesus coming.
Yes, sir.
And he's calling him the wrath of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right. That's exactly what he's calling.
He's calling the coming of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The wrath of God.
Yes, sir.
The
yes,
end
yes.
of God's mercy.
Yes, sir.
The end of God's compassion.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't receive him now as the Lamb of God.
Amen,
he comes this next time. It's the end of God's wrath.
Yes, amen.
You, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Amen.
Amen.
This time he's coming.
Yes,
and he's coming in flaming fire, to
yes,
take
sir.
Vengeance
yes,
on those that knew not. Because they did know.
Yes,
they knew. They knew. I showed it in example after example.
Amen.
I showed it to you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Spared no one.
No, amen.
Moses sinned. I
Amen.
Sure
did not spare him.
Amen.
David sinned.
Yeah, amen.
Did not spare him.
Amen.
No, sir.
Amen.
No, he didn't.
No way.
Damn you, don't you dare lie on God. He don't spare no one.
No.
Somebody said he spared you. No, he did not spare me.
Amen.
He showed me mercy.
Amen.
Showed me compassion.
Amen.
But he had to show me mercy and compassion because he didn't spare me.
Right.
He held me chargeable and then he forgave me. There's the difference. And that's what you better hope to. You wretched soul. You miserable one. You better hold to it. You better hear me.
Amen, brother.
What a preacher.
Yeah, sure, that's true, brother.
What a
preacher is right.
What a preacher.
Yes.
You folk out there, how many years have you listened to me? I've been listening to you for 20 years, brother. And you're still in the cities?
Yeah.
Still in debt? Still in your life that won't let you get out of debt? Even a life that won't let God clear the debt.
Amen.
He can only clear your ongoing debt if you walk in the light.
Right. Amen.
He did take away all that was against you.
Yes,
then you went out here and kept walking in disobedience and you some more debt.
Amen.
Some more debt.
Amen.
He said to the innkeeper, when I come,
yes, sir.
I'll pay that too.
Yes,
and that's for you.
Amen.
He got an escrow for you. He got an escrow for you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He laid back some money to cover your sins. Yes, sir. When I come, and he's coming, thank God, will he find you?
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, what
are
you doing?
What are
you doing? He mocking me.
You
find certain disciples. He said to them, have you been really born again?
Yeah,
have you really repented of your sins?
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, just embracing Christianity mentally is so good.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise your Lord. Where did you go, God?
And the man stood in the temple.
Yeah,
I was listening to Vernon McGee yesterday. He was telling people, he said, about this generation. He said, what we've done, we've given people all kinds of little outs by making them think there's certain things they could do to get God's salvation.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what some of you people do.
Yeah, amen.
You actually got it to your head. If you do certain good things,
yeah,
that you deserve salvation.
Yes, sir.
No matter how many times we tell you,
yes,
it's not by any works of righteousness. Not by any. And if you try to come any other way, you're a thief. You're a robber. You want the bank of heaven to open up to you, you'll take. And if it won't open up, you'll break in it. And try to claim all the blessings. You're a but a robber.
Yes.
It's not by any.
Hallelujah.
Any.
Yeah.
God hates it. Hates it.
True.
He hates
yes.
your good works.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise.
Glory.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
So have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Oh, yes, dear.
Notice this.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Brother Steve, you can't receive the words of the prophet since you believed?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Yeah, Brother Chuck, you can't receive the words of the prophet since you believed?
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Believe what? He's a prophet.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Then he won't tell you something that will get you in trouble.
No, he never has.
He won't do that.
No way. Amen. Never has.
He's not going to try to do something to enhance his own position.
No.
Brother Christopher tried to remind me of that yesterday again. He said, Brother Sterry, he said, you just don't let anybody with your charges or assumptions take away your integrity. You are God's man.
Amen.
Sent by God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, if you don't want to believe that, then you just go to hell.
Amen.
Those religious folk didn't want to believe John, did they?
Yeah.
Did they? But when he found a certain bunch that did believe John, and John had enough influence on them to make them start altering their life a little bit, until Paul was able to discern that they had been instructed in some righteousness.
Sure. Amen. Yes, sir.
He said, have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Are you being filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Glory.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Have you learned obedience? Because he gives the Holy Ghost
to them that obey
him. Well, I haven't got it yet. Well, they're not obeying, are you? What do you mean? Why, obedience is receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
How do I do that? Well, receive it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Very simple.
Yeah. Amen.
Receive that glass of water.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, that would have done no good if you would have drank it. I could have stuck in his hand all day long. Now you receive it.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Hallelujah.
Drink.
Hallelujah.
Move your tongue. That's like a phone call, Steve. I give you a glass of water. I hope you go out of this place feeling miserable. Because I felt miserable. Broke my heart. I pick up the phone and I call Steve. I have something to tell him that he could do to help him and me. And the work of God.
Yeah, amen.
And just as soon as I mentioned it, I saw that spirit pull back.
Yeah.
I put down the phone. I said, God bless you, and hung up.
Yeah.
As you see, brothers, how quick I am?
Amen.
See how quick I discern?
Amen.
See how I discern that snot nose that drove up here? Come on. Comes right on back and pull past me. How to deal with him again.
Yeah.
Did I get that right, Pastor? He said he had to go to Lansing or Georgia. Yeah, you lied.
Okay.
I hope you're listening yet. Now, what the man told me, he lived in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He's on his way to Florida to visit some friends.
Yeah.
Stop by to see her.
Right.
You're going to come on back and stop by and see us again.
Yes.
On his way back.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, yeah, you can come to the tavern for prayer.
Yes, sir.
So he comes and drives him out front.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Still wanting to see me. Then he says he's going to Georgia. That ain't New York.
No. No, amen.
Even invited to stay for service.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And that's something.
Amen.
Yeah.
I got too many things I'm doing.
Yeah, amen.
Don't contact me again.
Yeah, amen.
Go your way.
God bless you.
Glory. Or he might have some money. Ha!
Amen.
What's that?
Yeah, that's true. Amen.
And he found certain disciples.
Hallelujah.
And he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost? Since, not when. That's an erroneous doctrine to teach people that they receive the Holy Ghost when they get saved.
Yeah, amen.
That is not so.
Yeah.
Amen.
You do receive the Spirit in measure.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But you do not are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And even if you see you right here right now, you have the Holy Spirit only in measure.
Yeah.
You need to get full of it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Full.
Yeah.
You need to get filled with it.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And see, you don't understand being filled because I'm a man full of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah!
Yes, I am.
Thank you, yeah. Father.
He domineers my whole being. Yeah. So I said, well, he wouldn't get angry. He wouldn't, huh?
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Father.
I don't think if I was you that I'd want to walk up to the presence of the Holy Ghost and tell him you ain't got the right to get angry.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You're worthy. Oh, what another one of these services. I just should bring this radio ministry to an end.
Woo!
Yeah,
I'm being heard now on seven short waves.
Yeah,
around the world on four satellites.
Yes, sir, around the world.
Who in heaven's name is going to receive this?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, you're a bunch of knotheads. You really are.
Amen.
The thing that God's permitted to go on in this tabernacle over worldwide radio.
Yeah.
If it was not of God, it's amazing when you go out there, and I'm trying to tell you. Last night I looked at that great big list of false prophets.
Yeah.
They call them, all of them.
Yeah.
And they've all been divorced. And,
yeah.
You know, and then so they're using that as a criteria that they're false prophets.
Right.
Then I even tried to tell you that. Because God raised me up.
Amen.
After.
Amen.
I was divorced. Yes,
hallelujah.
And I knew about divorce and still do.
Yes.
He hates it.
Yes.
Always has.
Amen.
Just like he hates your lying.
Amen.
Or any other sin.
Yes.
Divorce is not the unpardonable sin.
Amen.
But it is a sin.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
A very, very vile sin.
Yeah,
it comes from the pits of a man's lust and self-will and pride.
Yes, sir.
Like all sin.
Yes, sir. Like all sin. Yes, sir.
We're out of the heart.
Amen.
The wickedness of man.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to go back over the little episode I went through about I questioned God. Why are you raising me now?
Right.
Why are you doing this now?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody I know. And God said the generation that you are dealing with will be divorce will be rampant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it is.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It is.
All you got to do is sit right here.
Amen.
And let me point out how many sitting right here have been divorced.
Right.
You've been divorced. You at least twice. You've been divorced. 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 To help you on dealing with the been divorced? Huh? Well, not divorce is the unpardonable sin, then.
Yeah, amen.
And so what God did with me,
yes, sir,
made it very obvious.
Yeah, amen.
He forgave it.
Thank God. That's right.
And the one man will say,
amen,
it was a sin.
Yeah.
It won't justify it.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I've never justified any sin.
Amen.
No, never justified sin. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I've never condemned it either.
No. Amen.
Because in Christ,
there is no
condemnation.
Thank you, Lord.
But sin is judged
right.
to be what it is.
Amen.
Sin is sin.
Amen.
And the part with you people is that you won't allow the Spirit of God to show. See, if you had the Holy Ghost, He lets you know that that's
right.
sin.
Right.
When He comes,
yes, sir.
And when He does come, and you are around Him, and you murmur, you complain, you grieve the Holy Spirit. So He's letting you know that you're sinning.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But what if you harden your heart? Just like your reaction right now.
Yeah.
You going to tell me the Holy Spirit is condoning the way some of you folks are receiving this?
No.
You received the conviction of the Spirit of God, let Him draw you to God, as a disciple should do.
Amen.
Then you'd have peace with God.
Yeah.
See what happened with that little conversation there with Paul?
Mm-hmm.
He asked him a question.
Yeah.
Have you received the Holy Ghost? Since you believe. He says, We haven't even heard.
Yeah.
Paul scratched his head.
Yeah.
He said, what?
Yeah.
You haven't even heard?
Amen.
Under whose baptism?
Yeah. Amen.
Are you with me, saints?
Yeah.
Amen.
He now says to him, all right, you got the traits of Christ in you.
Yeah.
You are disciples.
Yeah.
And you have not received the Holy Ghost. And now you're telling me you've never heard. You both never heard this in the last generation?
Yes, sir.
You've never heard of the time of the Lord is drawing nigh.
Yeah.
You haven't heard of the judge at the door. You haven't heard how close it is.
You,
because you know.
Yeah.
And
yes, sir.
Amen.
We've been
blessed. Bless your holy name, Lord.
Amen.
Lord,
Father.
Have they not heard? Is that the reason why they do what they do?
Amen.
What did you hear when you first heard about the prophet?
Lord.
What did you hear?
Hallelujah.
Last generation, last time, Jesus coming.
Yeah,
you didn't tell them that?
Oh, God.
Did you hear it too?
Yes,
what did you hear over in Ireland? What did you hear up in Michigan? What did you hear in Columbia, Charlotte? What did you hear? What did you hear up in Canada? What did you hear?
Yes.
Have you not heard?
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
What was that first word you said to Joe? Or he said to you? Have you heard that preacher? Have you not heard? There he was.
Yeah.
There he was, that old cocker, that old. There he was.
Amen.
Wow, on a station full of preachers.
Yeah.
Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Have you heard that one?
Amen.
Hey, have you heard that one?
Amen.
You're Alex Jones. He's not a preacher.
No. No, he's not.
Tex Mars is not a preacher.
Amen.
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 No, sir, they're not preachers.
They're not preachers.
No, they're not.
That's why the world don't believe them.
Yeah.
That's why nobody believes them, because how can they believe? There's no urgency in their voice. They're trying to save your life. They're trying to save your United States citizenship.
Yes.
Turn America back to God. The hell with America.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus coming.
Yes.
Who cares about America? I care about the kingdom.
Yes.
Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
Somebody say yes.
Yes.
Everybody around this house.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
The
kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
Man with 8 kids and wanting to know if he should have more. Got 7.
Yeah.
Never on the way.
No. Amen.
What should I do to keep her, have my wife pregnant? You don't know, huh?
Amen.
What do you do to get her pregnant?
That's right.
Well, that's what you stop doing.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Can't control yourself?
That's right. Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Are you still able to have any more children? You're not? How come? You sleep in 7 beds, is that it? Dang it. You don't hold each other anymore? Well, is she not capable of having a child?
Yeah, amen.
Like I told Sandy, we're convinced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
You got to be exceptionally careful with her, brother.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
I don't think Sandy intended to have half of those kids.
No. That's right.
No, since you're gone now, then we don't. It's over.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Why don't you folks be honest with me?
Hallelujah.
Now, there are people out here who plan on having children.
Sure. Well, yeah.
Especially in the welfare ranks.
That's right.
They like to have children because they get more money.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
This is the last generation.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
This is a generation where the children curse their parents. Yeah. Well, what do you think happens when a young man goes home and says, Mama, I'm a homosexual.
Yes, sir.
Here's my friend.
Yeah, amen.
He's cursing his mom.
Sure is cursing his mother. Amen.
Well, the girl goes home and says, Hey, Mama.
Yes, sir.
Here's my friend. Amen. Brings in another woman.
Yes, sir.
She's cursing her mother.
Well, God, amen.
Oh, Brother Scare. Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah.
What about you when you run to your church and say, hey, here's my church?
Yeah, amen.
Spiritual homosexual.
Amen.
Cursing your father.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen. Bringing somebody else a heathen father.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Heathen father. That's right.
Don't you know to be a friend of the world makes you homosexual or an adulterer on your case?
Amen.
You feel very comfortable with the world? Get right along with them? Walk the same path? Think the same thoughts? Seek the same things?
Yes, sir.
Don't you know to be a friend of that?
Yes, sir.
You don't know that, do you?
Yes, sir, brother. Enemy of God. Yes, sir.
How many, most of your life you've been fighting God?
Amen.
Fighting God.
Yes,
he was trying to bring you into salvation. You bought a house, bought a car.
Yes, sir.
You ought to hear the report I got from the people of New York.
Yes.
Try to tell them that right there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, leave the houses alone.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, old mama went out the other day to one of her houses and found somebody living in it. They changed the locks, changed the keys.
Yeah.
She owns the house. Or she got a mortgage on it.
Yeah.
So he called the cops. The cop says, tough luck.
Yeah.
They got the keys.
Yeah, amen.
They got the house.
Amen.
But I own the house.
Yeah.
You got to prove it.
Yeah.
They got the keys. They got the house.
Amen.
Can't put them out.
Amen. That's right.
So the only chance you got is it. Change the keys.
Yeah.
So she had to go over there and take force and change the keys.
Amen.
Still ain't got the house.
Yeah, right. Still, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And then I wrote a message. Leave it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We were holding a house for it. Can't even pay for it.
Right. Yeah.
But she's snared.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, well, what you folk are going to have to do, you have to do like Father Abraham.
Amen.
He went out not knowing where.
Yes, sir.
So if you go out where you don't know where,
right.
Then they won't know where you are.
Amen.
Now, a lot of folks don't know where Abraham's at today, you know.
Amen.
They don't know where he's at because he went out not knowing where.
Not knowing. Amen.
And he was a pilgrim and a stranger, and he had no certain dwelling place, and nothing he called his own.
Sure. Amen.
That's right.
I got to thinking about that this morning. We may Abraham see.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then do what Abraham did.
Amen.
He left everything.
Yes,
then he made one boo-boo.
Yeah, just one
boo-boo. He took Lot, his nephew.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we try to take our family with us, don't we?
Yeah, amen.
But they're not going to do it.
No, amen.
Right.
No.
Amen.
Can you imagine what happened with Abraham and Lot? Lot was so blessed because he was with Abraham.
Amen.
And Abraham just let him have his own flock, his own.
Amen.
And one day the herdmen started to fight. They started to fight.
Yeah.
It's my house. My field.
Yeah.
Abraham, get your cows out of here. And so God goes to Lot and says, Lot, can't we do something about this? Well, you know what? Aren't we brothers?
Yeah.
I mean, what you have is mine, what I got is yours.
Yeah.
But this is me. But he had a bunch of little subordinates in there.
Amen.
It became very obvious that they can't live together.
Right, yes, sir.
Yeah, you got a good lesson to learn, Brother Case.
Yeah, amen.
In your old age now, it's kind of hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, amen. That's true. Amen.
Amen, brother. Oh, the only way God can get you over here to do what you wanted you to do is just take away every part of your life over there.
Right.
Just cut it all out. I still can't get over you giving a house to your daughter-in-law, and she turns around and tells you to get out because she wants to put it. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody said. That was it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Well, they had to have a place to go. Well, what about her?
Yeah.
Right. Suppose we hadn't prepared a place.
Right. Amen.
Huh? How long ago did I tell these folk we have a place prepared for you?
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Brother Kate, your wife just fell out again. I had to bring her back to life again.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Yeah, she just fell out. So we bring her back to life again. Now we give her another life now.
Amen.
Now she got a new life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Hey, ain't got a new life, Sister Case.
Amen, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Tell me the prophet didn't give you the new life.
Hallelujah.
Tell him.
Hallelujah.
Tell me I didn't give you the new life.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Daryl. For a long time, she thought after she made all the plans, everything packed, that I wouldn't even call her.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even talk to her.
Oh, amen.
And all of a sudden, she said, Buster, I gotta get out.
Hallelujah.
30 minutes later, I'm on the phone.
Amen.
5 minutes after that, I got the brothers ready to go.
Amen.
And gave you some new life.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, gave you some new life. Hey, old man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, gave you some new life. I gave him my old tattered garment.
Yeah.
I gave him my old way of life. Now I'm feasting on heavenly manna.
Yeah.
He gave me a new life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. New garments.
Yeah.
New way. Hallelujah. Old man. Hey, Al. Hallelujah. Where am I going to go, Al said? Where? After all of them, sell a truck out there to get them?
Amen.
Everywhere I can. Where am I going to go? I'm here. What do you mean? Where are you going to go when you're done with this?
Mm.
How?
Glory.
Where are you going to go, Chris, when you retire, huh? All of a sudden, I retire. Still got mama. I went right to her. I said, I can't bring your mama on this farm. 30 years of a man's life. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Faithless.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
His own mama.
Yeah, amen.
I said, we can't bring her on the farm, Chris.
Yeah, amen.
Can't do that.
Amen.
I went and I said, Mom, move Chris down to y'all. And you didn't even kick, did you? Brought your mom up here, watched her die. And through it all.
Yeah, amen.
Through it all.
Thank you,
one word. My servant.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Trusting in the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
He said unto the disciples, the day will come when you shall desire to see the days of the Son of Man.
Amen.
And you shall not see it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Is that part of your problem? You desire to see the day, but you don't see it?
Yeah, amen.
Watch and pray.
That's right.
As you see, how important is it to see it?
Yeah, amen.
See it coming.
Yes, sir.
And no be wind up things that
things not seen as yet.
Do you think this prophet seen today?
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Pull it on me again. Go ahead.
Amen, brother.
Knock me again. Go ahead.
Won't be
go ahead.
Amen, Lord.
I hope God never has me call you again, Steve. I hope he never has me call you. Just do whatever you want to do. You too. You're drawn to their idols?
Yes, sir.
You want? Go ahead.
Amen.
Mess around. Blow it again. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You can't afford to have bitterness and malice in your heart like you have had.
Amen.
You're too old. And you can't afford to have it at all.
Amen.
Not one second.
You,
what you both need is pure gratefulness.
Amen.
And thanksgiving from the heart.
Hallelujah.
And everybody else.
Right.
Neither were they thankful.
Thank you, Father.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
How void we are of being thankful.
Yes, sir, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
sir,
we are.
Thank you.
Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I thank the Lord.
Yeah,
what? For serving you? Do you thank him for the way he does it?
My Lord.
That the thing, the string beans get upset because of the way they're being preserved? Broken all up?
No.
Stuck in a jar?
No.
Worn apart on them?
No.
Seal put on them?
Amen.
And then you put them in fire to make sure the seal holds?
Yeah.
Then you see the old string beans and say, let me out! Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't born for this!
No,
you've been preserved, you old string bean! Gets preserved, got to have its original state altered.
Amen.
Because in that nice little blueberry is death.
Yeah.
That nice little strawberry is death.
Yes,
that big young red tomato is death.
Amen.
You want to get that, preserve that thing?
Yes.
You got to change the shape of this potato.
Amen.
Might even squash and shove it.
Amen.
Grind it.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
And they shall say you to you, see here, or see there.
Yes.
Go not after them, nor follow them.
Amen.
Wow. Yo, Benny Hinn, you should have heard him this morning. Next 12 months could be the most prosperous for you Christians in America.
Yeah, amen. Sounds like
send me $1,000 and I'll send you a prayer blessing.
Yeah, amen.
That will guarantee you financial security.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen, brother.
All in the name of the Lord.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And they'll swallow him up.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Well, he's after your money. What's he after?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
That's all. That's it.
Isn't your son?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part on the heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day.
Yeah.
For as the news or the message of Christ's coming fills the skyways, the lightning, the light, which will be followed by a thunder.
Yeah.
There's a thunder coming. I saw the light.
Hallelujah.
I saw.
Yes, sir, brother.
From one end of heaven to the other, light.
Yeah.
Light has come.
Amen.
The knowledge of Christ coming.
Yeah.
The light.
Hallelujah.
The light. The light. From one end of heaven to the other. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yeah.
Whoop, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Boy.
Amen.
The world is so dark that they don't even see lightning.
No, no, sir.
It's a shame that there's so much darkness in this world that you can have an oil well threatening the entire ecology.
Yes, sir.
And they don't.
The whore. Yes, sir. Oh, you're awesome. Amen, brother.
They don't even.
No, sir.
I heard again this morning another newscast where they're telling us that the damage here is going to be a universal, worldwide ecological damage.
Yes, sir.
Destroyed efficiency. This is being done by some of the people in astrology and astronomy.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And here you sit like a bunch of nuts, and you really think your little thing in life.
Yes, sir.
You are such a fool.
Amen.
Oh, foolish Galatians. Who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who has seduced you that you don't have to prepare for the covenant?
Yeah, amen.
Oh, God.
Who?
Yes, sir.
Who have you allowed to blind your eyes?
Hello.
Why have you given into that?
Yes, God.
Would you like to join the bunch that said you won't be around long?
Oh, God.
Now it's your own judgment.
Yeah, amen.
Say it. And then let it come back in your own head.
All right. Amen, brother. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have I told you a story about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You heard a time, minute, pronounced judgment on you, said you won't be around long.
Sure.
Can you find them?
They're gone, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. Yes.
And you all still want to mock me, huh?
Hallelujah.
You dare to do it. What a bold, brazen people we are.
Mm-hmm.
Stiff-necked.
Amen.
The first must he suffer many things. Son of man.
Yeah.
The days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man. Now we know that means Jesus. We also know that he sends a forerunner who is a pattern or an example of things to come.
Hallelujah.
And who is that? Well, we'll just take the big old S off of that sun and put it down onto this sun.
Right.
Bring it down a little small.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Son of man.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I send you to a rebellious house.
Yes, Lord.
Your proof
that
I'm the Son of Man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
And you see me fight rebellion.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of the things I get up and try to run away from this situation, that's rebellion.
Sure.
Got to come back.
Yeah, amen.
I drove up again the other day just so sick of talking and dealing with you.
Amen.
And God said, you've got to go back. And I trembled all the way back. I literally fear coming back on this ground.
Yeah,
because if you people, and you that listen to me,
amen,
you're going to have to leave me alone,
amen,
and strengthen my hands,
amen,
or you're going to be removed.
Right.
Amen.
Now, that's all it's doing.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you don't want to believe that?
Amen.
Fool. I mean that, Steve. In my heart, I pray God never has me call you again or talk to you again about anything. Now,
yes, sir.
See, if God does tell me, then I can't be rebellious, can I?
No, right. Yes, sir.
See, a lot of you folks don't know when I come back, I'm overcome rebellion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So a lot of times I just want to get away from you and just leave you alone. Just leave you alone.
Amen.
leave you up to your own devices, your own self-will.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The only problem with that is I know what the result of that's going to be. I'm going to find myself a mess and you can't really get out of it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Now, Brother Stair, okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Have you rejected me at times? Then what are you a part of when you do that?
This generation.
And what are you being commanded to do? To save yourself.
Save ourselves from this generation.
From this generation.
Amen.
Yeah, the world tells you wives you have a right to do what you're doing.
Correct.
And you husband got a right to do what you're doing.
Sure they do.
And you children have a right to do what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
That's of the world.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
You don't have any right to do anything you do.
Amen.
No, amen.
And the world's going to take those rights away from you.
Amen.
They'll give you the right to get drugs and then they'll take it away from you.
Amen.
You dummies. Right.
Yes, sir. Very soon.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You Americans. You soft.
Yeah, amen.
All you do is holler, right.
Soft,
so you'll find out what it's like not to have rights any longer. Very soon. But I got it right. I told you that when you received Christ, if you've done it right, then you gave up all the other rights. You have one right now.
Yes, sir.
And that is the right to become.
Yes, sir.
Father.
Not that you are,
no.
But to
Amen.
Become.
Yeah.
Amen.
To become.
Amen.
To as many as receive him.
Yes, Lord.
So then he gives the right.
Yes, sir.
Begins to chart their path.
Yeah.
Leads them in the path of the right so they can become.
Yes.
So that they can become
yes,
sons of God.
Yeah.
And because we're walking in that way, the world don't know us.
Yeah.
It don't look right to them.
You,
don't look right to anybody of the world.
No,
do I look right to you?
Amen.
Amen. God forget the world. Isn't
it? What would
right?
What would you consider the righteousness of a prophet?
Yeah, amen.
What would you consider? Before I walked out of the radio room, I was sitting in the little chair I got there, and I had the word go through my mind: Who's going to believe my report? Unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Yeah.
He'll have no form.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing about his humanity that cause you to desire him.
No, not at all. That's right.
No calmness.
Amen.
No natural beauty.
Amen.
No personality of enchantment.
No.
And you want me to believe? Well, who do you believe that? He'll be marred?
More than any other man. Amen.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Who's going to believe you're a child of God?
Right.
Who's going to believe you're a Christian if you really follow the Lord?
Amen.
You don't present an attractive position.
No.
This lifestyle doesn't look good to them.
No. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to believe that you're really serving God?
Right.
You honestly think those folks that came down the river realized that they were walking in the presence of a children of God?
Mm. Hallelujah. Father.
I'm sure they saw the blessing of the place. You'd have thought they said, can we stay right here and serve God with y'all? Well, we got things we got to do. We got a life to live, you know. We're saved. I have decided
thank you, Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
Amen.
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
They didn't come here to follow Jesus.
No.
They came to see a sister or niece or whatever, and she's none of those things.
Yeah, amen.
Now she's a child of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got a good husband. We like Rick. Okay, we can leave in safe hands. Well, you were in God's hands before you got Rick's hands.
Amen.
Rick would even be in the picture if God had got a hold of her.
Yeah.
I think I'll serve the God, she said. I'm just trying to show you what our family does to us.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Our families will do it. Amen. Amen.
I'm getting to the scripture I want to get to, and I'll be through. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Son of Man. As Jonah was sent to Nineveh, so will the Son of Man.
Yeah.
Son of Man.
Yes, amen.
He said,
to this,
the last generation.
Hallelujah.
The sign.
Amen.
Given only to the saints of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
To the saints. Amen.
So if you do not see it, right. You do not recognize that you're right. Not of God.
That's right.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Amen.
Simple. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
The world's not going to accept his death?
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You can't perceive? Do you perceive?
Yes.
Down through the years, I've told you. Yes. Yes. You have, Pastor Darren.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what you told us so I can verify what you told us or not. I said, I told you.
Yeah. Amen.
I said, I told you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. In this particular chapter is a story of Jesus dealing with the day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He said to his disciples.
Yes. Yeah, amen.
You're going to sit there and question me again. I say one thing that I just finished reading.
Yeah, amen.
I just got finished. And he said unto the disciples. He didn't say it to anybody in general.
No.
No, sir.
He gave two examples of one of Noah's day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The characteristic of the people were basically the same in Noah's day and in the days of... Am I still on the air? Somehow we drop out up here a little bit. I don't know why. Are we on up here? All right. Don't see no lights flashing. Doesn't make any difference. They'll hear or they won't.
Hallelujah. Glory.
God said, I saw it last night. What a rainbow.
Yeah.
That was a full rainbow.
Yeah.
For a full 30 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
Amen.
I just told you.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
If I seen it, you seen it.
Right.
Amen.
And if you don't see something, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Do you see the thing that I see?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Boy, just almost impossible.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you're such a repulsive people you are.
Amen.
And you sit there and you sit there in your mind, it's so simple.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I said, do you see the things I see?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Amen, Lord.
What for went you out to see?
Yeah,
what did you come here for? Why are you here? What are you supposed to see? You will desire to see the day of the Lord, right?
Amen.
You won't see it. But there's something you will see first.
Amen.
That shows you the day of the Lord is coming.
Hallelujah.
The sign.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Lord. I want you to know when you hear, you see.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Now, the characteristics of the people in Noah's day are the same characteristics of the people in the days of Lot. The difference is that in the days of Lot, they are congregated in cities.
Yes, sir.
50% now, or more, he's close to 60% of the world's population now, for the first time in all of history, live in cities.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
A lot of folks are looking for a city.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Why would Satan entice them with cities?
Right.
Because that's what God's people.
That's right.
We're looking for a city.
Yes, sir, we are.
We are going to be city dwellers.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
Wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen. I am going to a city.
Yeah.
Where
the road is never seen.
I'm going. Thank
you. Yeah. We are going to a city.
And Abraham, he got it. He saw it.
Amen.
He saw it fall off.
Amen.
And he traveled all over to the finest cities there was.
Amen.
He camped outside.
Amen.
Went hardly go into the cities.
Yeah.
Nothing in there for me, fellas.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And God put the rainbow in the sky, and he said, I'm the only man who will tell you this.
Amen.
What he said when he put the rainbow in the sky was, I will never destroy all men again, all flesh. And I will not use water.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. Amen.
A lot of folks said he just said he wouldn't use water.
Right.
But what he said was, I'll not use this method again.
Right. Amen.
To deal with the world.
Right. Yes,
amen.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Made a promise.
Yeah.
And then Jesus came along and said, I will not allow all flesh to be destroyed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
In Noah's day, all flesh.
Yes.
All flesh was destroyed from off the face of the earth.
Yes, sir.
All flesh.
All flesh.
All flesh.
Yes.
All flesh was destroyed.
Yes,
in whom the breath of all.
Yeah.
In the days of Lot, he did not destroy all flesh off the earth.
No.
Amen.
He did not do it.
No, sir.
And he made a promise in the coming of Christ that he will not allow all flesh.
Yes, sir.
Neither will he use water.
Thank you, Father.
That's why you got nuclear fire. That's why you got all this.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, brother.
Fire.
Thank you, Father.
The same word.
Yes, sir.
The same word.
Yes, sir.
It's now said the heavens are reserved unto
fire.
Fire.
Thank you.
Fire.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And he won't destroy all flesh.
No. Amen.
He's going to shorten the day. The fire will be pinpointed, for the flood was not pinpointed.
Yeah,
covered the whole earth.
Yeah.
The fire will cover the cities.
Yes,
the cities.
Yeah.
The cities. The cities.
Amen.
Get out of the cities.
Amen.
As it was in the days of Lot.
Yeah.
Get out of the cities!
Amen!
Amen,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hirobo kando balasi. And the word of the Lord would come to the citizens of the world. Yea, I would say to you, mankind everywhere, your day of reckoning is now here. But all of Europe, all of the Middle East, all of the Far East, South America, down into Africa.
I hear not what the Spirit is praying. Darkest veils.
by the ministry.
Hallelujah.
Are we being sustained by the ministry?
Yes,
sir. The prophet ministry?
Yes.
The words that the man of God spoke?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God came to Elijah. He said, go to Zarephath and dwell there. For I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. You've been sustained by the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Understand that the word of God will be greatly increased, the broadcast. The lighting of the nation that Brother Sterra spoke of.
Yes.
Go into effect.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Never before.
Amen.
Because this is the last generation.
Yes.
So we've got a few here at the Overcomer community in the tabernacle. On this Sabbath day.
Yes, Lord.
Believing that Jesus Christ is coming.
Praise the Lord.
We're continuing in the patient waiting.
Thank you, Lord.
We're soon coming.
Thank you,
Lord. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Believing that he that shall come will come.
Yes.
Will not tarry. He will come and save us.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Amen.
So as we stand in the patient waiting, let us remember words of the prophet.
Yes.
Spoke many words to
us.
Yes.
How he told us about the things coming up on the face of the earth. I remember he wept concerning the things coming up on the face of the earth.
Yes. He
wept.
Yes.
Peter talked about the things coming up on the face of the earth.
Amen.
The heavens will pass away.
Yeah.
The earth will melt with fervent heat.
Yeah.
The earth and all the things that are therein shall be burned up.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is before us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Great tribulation.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
That's before us.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. So true.
So the words that we've heard, that we've been hearing, is to sustain us in this time.
Yes,
not to be moved away.
That's right.
Not to be distracted.
Thank you, Lord.
Not to be divided.
No.
But to come together in unity.
Yes, Lord.
And wait for the coming of the Lord.
That's right.
He that shall come.
Shall come.
Will come.
Will come.
Will not tarry. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
So I understand that we're going to have more stations. More frequencies.
Oh, Jesus.
And this gospel of the kingdom
praise
will go
God.
Forth like never before.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, yes. The gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
The coming kingdom of our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
God has made that possible.
Yes, he has.
How about that?
Amen.
How about that?
Yes.
The other word that comes to mind is from that time, many of his disciples went back and no longer followed the Lord Jesus from that time forth. And from the beginning, we've always seen those that go away. He said to the few that was remaining, will you also go away? Peter had a good word.
He sure did.
I believe he got the word from heaven.
Yes, he did.
He said, to whom shall we
right.
go?
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
We do know and believe that thou art that Christ.
Jesus.
And that thou hast the words
yes,
of eternal
Lord.
Life.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To whom shall we go?
To whom?
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Gather my saints together. Those that have made a covenant with me. By
Amen.
Sacrifice.
That's right.
Amen.
Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. As a matter of some is. Even so much the more as you see the day approaching. Well, the day is fastly approaching.
Amen.
Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Hallelujah.
We're gathered here. Not all of us are gathered here. There are some that are here that won't gather with us, won't eat with us.
True, brother.
Which is clearly against the commands of God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together.
Amen.
That's why we're here.
Yes. We're here.
Yes, Lord. To be together.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
All right. So gather my saints together. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Went back to Oklahoma to set things in order. And our timeline is to have all the saints here at the Overcomer by the end of July.
Praise God.
I believe that God will make the way.
Yes, He will.
Oh, yes.
When I greeted Brother Rodney, he said, you're finished making your long trips. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I'm done.
Yes.
I've got one more trip to make.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Of course, we'll be caught up together. I'm not going alone. Yes. Hallelujah. So in Oklahoma, I was patiently waiting.
Yes, sir.
And I'm here to continue in the patient
yes.
waiting.
Yes.
That is why I'm here.
Amen.
Because I believe that we are people that God has chosen and called to be waiting for Him when He comes.
Thank you.
You know, they gladly received Him when He came because they were all waiting for Him. That's why I'm here. So if that's why you're here, then we can walk together.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. So I came back.
Thank you, God.
To set things in order.
All right.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
We would wait for the Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, God.
We would be found so doing.
Hallelujah.
Watching unto prayer.
Unto prayer. Yes, Lord.
Praying unceasingly.
Yes, Lord.
Fervently. Yes. Effectually.
Hallelujah.
Fighting the good fight
yes,
of faith. Laying hold on eternal life. Employing those weapons that are mighty through God. And the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imagination. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought of the obedience of Christ. Having in readiness to repent our disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Not to establish new doctrines.
Hallelujah.
Not to air any grievances. But to stand fast.
Jesus.
That means to hold to what you have.
Yes.
Stand fast.
Yes.
In the patient way.
Hallelujah.
For the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know how many are listening this morning, but if you are, then give us a call. 1-800-743-701-5053. Give us a call. Everybody that is listening, tell us by what source you're listening.
Thank you, Lord.
I know the saints of grace are listening.
Yeah.
Oh, give us a call. I know you're listening on the satellite.
All right.
Give us a call.
Right.
I believe there's some in Kentucky listening.
Yeah.
Some in Kansas.
Yeah.
Some in Texas.
Yeah.
Some in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Some in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So give us a call.
Yeah.
Let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you too are standing fast with us in the patient waiting for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Send us your offerings. Pray for us as we pray for you. Give us your prayer request.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, I'm here not to take anything away from what Brother Stair has done, is doing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We did something wrong. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I gave the other number, 701. 1-843-701-5053. That's a good number to call on. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. All right. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
So I'm here to say amen.
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 And to do what I can to add to or what Brother Stair has already done.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To enhance.
Yes, thank you,
God. Glory to God.
Still hold up his hand.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
And believe all that the prophet have said.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we are in perilous times.
Oh, yes, we are.
Our adversary is going about seeking whom he may devour. The slain of the Lord are many.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
My admonition is still the same. Be sober.
Hallelujah.
Be vigilant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're in the war, even if we say we're not.
That's right.
We're in the heat of the battle.
Yes.
My God, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Yet we're not afraid.
Praise God.
Like David said, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies came up on me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Huh?
Yeah.
No one shall rise against me. My heart will not fear. Even if war rise up against me, in this will I be confident. We're going to be confident in the time of difficulty, in the time of our trial, in the time of our affliction. Hallelujah. Our confidence is in the Lord. Praise his name. He is worthy. He is able. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So I bless you, saints. Like I said, I'm not doing anything new. I'm saying amen to that which has been done.
Amen.
And we are waiting for the amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you richly, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep you by his power.
Yes,
as always,
yes.
Jesus Christ is coming.
He is coming.
In our lifetime.
Yes, he is.
Maranatha.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hilobo kando shikababate. Hilobo kando balasi. And the word of the Lord would come to the citizens of the world. Yea, I would say to you, mankind everywhere, your day of reckoning is now here. But all of Europe, all of the Middle East, all of the Far East, South America, down into Africa, throughout the United States, through up into Canada, yea, my word has gone forth. I have told you the day of judgment would be a set time. I told you that the day has been set in which which Almighty Yahweh would judge the world, and you have been judged, and you have been weighed in the balance, and you have fallen far short. You have rejected the knowledge of God. You have refused to hear the voices of warning and the prophets and the ministry that I have sent to you to tell you that I will not be ignored. I am the Almighty Yahweh. Beside me there is no other. And yea,